This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the first full week of April. Many of us are getting land ready so we can start planting. Our news this week from the Food, Farm, and Family Department focuses on three items that are all interrelated. At least in my mind they are. The first has to do with a lawsuit in Missouri. Six farmers from a southeastern Missouri community, Jefferson City, find themselves at odds with Crop Science, which is a division of Bayer, as is Monsanto. They have been taken to court. Allegedly, they have saved and planted soybean seeds that contain the company's Roundup Ready Xtend technology. Bayer alleges in the lawsuit that four of the six growers applied a formulation not approved for use on these soybeans. And so they also did it after the cutoff date where the application for anything set by the EPA was violated, the timing of the spraying. These complaints have been filed with the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Missouri. Bayer claims that these farmers' actions infringe upon its patents and breach the terms of contracts and technology agreements that they have with the farmers. Company seeks damages and a permanent injunction against these farmers to prevent them from infringing on their patented technologies. Do you realize what we have allowed in this country to happen? What your congressmen, what your senators have allowed to happen? If there's any more reason than this to stop buying from these people, I don't know what it is. Those of you who think they're your friends, they've helped you make more money because things have grown better and faster and all of that, when you look down the road, unless you're just concerned, I know a lot of farmers, listen, I get it. A lot of farmers are concerned about today only, and the way they stay profitable is to use these products. But when these products are in, it's clear that they're trying to, that Bayer is trying to control the source of growing, that is, seeds. And so these farmers have done nothing more, in my mind, even though they violated the agreement, than what farmers have been doing since the beginning of time. Anybody who grows anything grows it from the seeds of what's already grown. So they have managed to get the government to allow them to patent these seeds so that nobody can use them without paying time after time after time, which is in flying in the face of the reality of how farms plant and how farmers work. The farmers named in the lawsuit, again, all of them are from this county in Missouri. They grew soybeans in the county. The complaints of illegal application of unapproved formulas at the wrong time. And boy, they really have to be stretching for this, right? So all six of the farmers have filed separate answers to the complaint, which they deny all the allegations, good for them, and demand a jury trial. An attorney from this town represents all of the farmers, and so these six lawsuits, the most recent in a long string of legal actions going back to the mid-1990s, when Monsanto was on its own, it was acquired by Bayer, I think, 5-6 years ago. Monsanto started suing farmers who saved and replanted the Roundup Ready seed. Hundreds of lawsuits have been filed. Very few have made it to trial. Courts have found in favor of the of Monsanto. Can you imagine the outrage? How did we, it may be that that's the way the law reads, but once again, how did we let it get to this point where all the Department of Agriculture has approved, and the patent department approved this technology and these seeds. Think about it for a second. So anyway, Bayer claims the defendant's alleged illegal applications of unapproved formulation have made it more difficult for the company to continue getting registrations for all of this stuff that you can't pronounce that they put on all their seeds. So from my perspective, I wish these six farmers and their lawyer well. I hope they beat the charges and they get then they sue and get a lot of money out of these buzzards from Monsanto and Bayer. All right, so I say the three things that are on my mind as we get started in the news department all sort of come out of the same general kettle of fish. Farmers being screwed around by other big ag concerns like John Deere. The right to repair debate continues. There are a bipartisan group of 27 attorneys general that have joined in a letter calling on Congress to pass this right to repair legislation for agricultural equipment, but also general consumer goods, including automobiles. The letter cites the right to repair a growing issue, impacts every consumer, every household, every farm, and is contributing to the large jump in inflation. That is for sure. The letter adds the right to repair ensures consumers have choices, the who, where, when, and what cost when it comes to tractors, vehicles, whatever. It should be the owner who decides, not the person who made the vehicle. It's about time to ensure, especially that farmers can repair their tractors for a reasonable price and quickly, especially at this time of year when they're planting and at the end of the year when they're harvesting. The letter from the AGs also points to consumers needing to fix their smartphones. That's been part of it as well. I'm looking at pictures of John Deere tractors leaving the Waterloo, Iowa plant on flat beds on trucks and trains, and all of these new tractors, this is the problem here. Wow, what a problem it is. Right-to-repair bills have been introduced in at least 11 states this year. All eyes are on Colorado, where the state Senate passed a modified bill focusing on farm machinery, especially. The bill that passed the State House is basically the model for this. The bill requires farm machinery manufacturers to sell equipment, diagnostic tools, and manuals to farmers starting this next year. Why it isn't, I don't know. It should be immediately. Farm Bureau Federation has opted for a different strategy, having announced a memorandum of understanding with John Deere. Well, they're trying to get along. It's not good for business for the Farm Bureau to have this fuss and fight with the leading advertisers and supporters of what the Farm Bureau does, i.e. John Deere and Case New Holland. So at any rate, this is something that is continuing to be a very important issue with farmers. I have said many times, you know, these companies like Bayer and like John Deere have become way too powerful. The market economy, the competition, antitrust policies were strictly enforced after World War II. But during the 70s and the 80s, the politicians began following the advice of a bunch of economists and enforced that wanted to relax the enforcement of antitrust policies, and thus the growing economic power of Bayer, Monsanto, ADM, Cargill, John Deere, you name it, Kubota even, is a real problem. And, you know, this is the 80% of the corn market and soybean market grown in the U.S. is under the influence, if you will, the power and the control of Monsanto. And so this is a very basic thing, protecting the end users of this product from anti-competitive activities by the big, huge agribusinesses. And so whether you think it's in your best interest or not, it is not in your best interest. And I can say that with affirmity. The problem with seed patents, the utility patents, illustrates how intellectual property policies have expanded and become much more restrictive, thus a reference to my first story here. You can't let this continue. It has to be, I mean, look back at the history. We all know, we all grew up on farms where our fathers, the farmers, would save seeds from their own crops that they generated and they replanted them. They could sell the seeds to other farmers. They lost the right to sell their seeds in 1970 when Congress passed the Plant Variety Protection Act. And so it's been downhill since then. At any rate, food for thought for sure. I don't have time to talk about who's buying up the farmland, but that is a subject for our discussion when next we meet. The National Wildlife Federation, America's largest and most trusted conservation organization, working across the country to protect our planet and give wildlife a voice. Here's Andy Solomon with some more.
Humans and wildlife are more alike than you'd think. Both share the capacity for curiosity and fun. In fact, many wildlife species like us love to play. Bear cubs like to wrestle and pounce, and dolphins blow bubble rings to chase. David Misajewski, naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation, has more.
The National Wildlife Federation and Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom are joining forces to inspire people through the Explore Nature's Playground campaign. America's wildlife is in crisis, with one-third of U.S. wildlife species at increased risk of extinction.
The National Wildlife Federation is inspiring people to get involved. Peter Gross, wildlife expert and host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, explains.
It's easy to get despondent, but we've made tremendous strides in protecting our wildlife. We encourage people to take the pledge to protect wildlife and play it forward, sharing with friends on social.
For more information, visit nationalwildlifeweek.nwf.org.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, here as usual every week with a focus on what's going on in the food department, the connection of farm and family. You can go, by the way, we have a website that we've devoted to the information that we present on the Good Day program, foodfarmandfamily.com. Check that out along with all the info that we have here on the American Family Farmer. We'll meet Amy Brickner in a moment from the Destiny Dairy Bar here on the American Family Farmer.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
After the hour on this week's American Family Farmer program, Doug Steffen with a lady who runs the Destiny Dairy Bar. Her name is Amy Brickner. She is here as a professor of ice cream and milk. My favorite.
Yes, absolutely.
I said when we before we get started that you have two of my favorite things. It's the dream of great ice cream and the dream of cows. What a great combination. So. You grew up on a farm. Are you a farm kid, Amy?
Yes, absolutely. My mom's family has run a dairy. My grandparents started it when they got married in 1958. And before that, their individual families had dairy cows. And my grandfather was a milk truck driver. He got that from his dad, who I think got that from his dad.
There you go. Don't you love generations? I love those stories. One generation to the next generation, and especially as it applies to farming, where we love to see five, six, seven generations on the farm, it doesn't happen that much anymore. So tell me about your specific involvement in, you're from Carlisle, Pennsylvania. It was a great, I was down there last month driving and picking up some stuff at an auction, actually. That part of Pennsylvania I just love. I wish I'd have known you existed then. I would have stopped by to see what the farm looked like.
And we are very close to I-81 and the Pennsylvania Turnpike. We're extremely convenient to get to, and it's where I grew up. And so I felt always this pull to come back to the family farm, to keep the dairy going and really try to connect people to where their food comes from.
I don't know if you're aware of the program before we called you and invited you to be on, but you're the perfect person to tell her story. What I do with this program, at least in part, other than talk about news from the perspective of the non-huge, the positive side is the small farmer, the family farmer. That's the story. We're not interested in telling the story of big ag because there's plenty of that.
Right.
We need to be telling your story and stories like yours. Tell me about your experiences as a youngster growing up on the farm. What were your jobs?
I was with my grandmother always. She had an off-farm job. She was a teacher's aide. But when she was home, she took care of all of the calves and took care of everybody else on the farm. So from as long as I could remember, I was feeding barn cats and mixing milk replacer for calves back in the 80s and early 90s. And we expanded our dairy from 60 cows to 150 cows in 1996. And from that time on, I was in the parlor. I had everything to do with calves and keeping or starting a registered herd from our grade herd. I was in 4-H growing up. But it was one of those things where I knew that I loved cows and I loved everything about cows. And I truly believe that, you know, they're the foster mothers of the human race.
They are. They're the end all, the be all. You know, I'm chuckling to myself as I hear this story, and I mean this in the most positive way. I have found, because of my love of my farm, I don't know if you went to my website, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, to see what I do on my farm. I used to milk about as many cows as you are, and we used to sell raw milk here.
Okay.
About 100 gallons a day, and then I had a disaster that wrecked the barn buildings, and I just kind of had to move away from it. Now I'm raising Jersey replacement heifers, but we'll talk more about that and how the fit is here as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Amy Brickner.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. lawmakers yesterday met with Taiwan President Tsai in California under the threat of retaliation by the Chinese government. Republican Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy on Fox News last night gives us his takeaway.
China can never tell us what to do. As Speaker of the House, I'm going to meet with whoever we want to meet with whatever country. And you know what? We need to speed up our weapon sales to Taiwan. Have we learned anything what's happening around the world? Let them defend themselves. Deter the ability of China to enter Taiwan. We need to be able to foster greater democracy and freedom. We need to be able to work together economically from the chip manufacturing and others.
According to a notice posted by the Federal Aviation Administration, SpaceX could finally kick off its first orbital test launch of its gigantic Starship spacecraft and Super Heavy booster as soon as Monday. The Starship is a booster with 33 rocket engines and stands 164 feet high. Lance Pry, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
There's something I want, I wrote my own. Yeah, all I need is G-O-D to bless the seeds I've sown.
Second half of our American Family Farmer this week. Doug Steffen here with Amy Brickner, who runs the, well, it's not just a dairy bar, you run the farm. The farm is in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. So you went to Cornell, which is where a lot of people from your generation who were involved in staying in dairy went. And then you got some education over in New Zealand, which is really on my list of, I haven't been to New Zealand, but I know that as far as cows are concerned and the right place to learn dairying and be a dairy farmer, there's probably not a much better place than New Zealand, right?
It was so great. I can't wait to go back again. I don't feel like I toured it nearly enough because I, you know, stayed at Massey University, and I really did focus on classes at the time.
Good for you.
But they have an incredible way of looking at the cow and the husbandry around it, and it's really neat to bring some aspects of that back. And their overall passion for what they do.
I love going to your website, by the way, for Destiny Dairy Bar. If you just Google Destiny Dairy Bar, you're going to find all the information about the farm, the people who are there. So as you were brought along, you have a couple of sons
yes.
who are involved. And how are they doing? How interested are they in keeping the family business going?
Oh, it depends on the day and what chores we have that day. My oldest is really a tech guy. He's so good with computers. And he put my Wi-Fi system up all over the farm so that I could have cameras running so I can, you know, check for calvings and whatnot. My youngest has discovered his love for classical music. So if I wanted, I could have him just play for the cows and see if that could improve milk production. But between that, you know, they use the store and giving tours as kind of their contribution and their way to pay for their activities.
Well, I think you have to teach youngsters, or let's say you have to, but it's a good idea to teach youngsters responsibility. It does a lot for their mental and physical well-being. As a youngster growing up on the farm, I know that's one of the things that happened to me. I was not a big person, but I was the strongest guy, and through my life, I've always been the strongest guy around for anybody my size, mostly because of what I've done on the farm. It wasn't like I was trying to do it, but it just led to that. And I think that it does that, whether you're a man or a woman, it does that for you, don't you think?
Absolutely. And this, the joy of bringing a new life into the world, and watching them grow and knowing, you know, they're at least at a point now where they remember the calves' parents and grandparents and great grandparents, they can say, oh, right, then trace the whole history back. So it's neat to watch them develop and bring friends onto the farm to show them, you know, the love for the cows and the people around.
Yep. So Stover is the family name. The Stover Farm is what is the creator. So what happens at the Destiny Dairy Bar? What is the stuff that you are milking, all the stuff? Now, you also on your website, you have a lot of information about A2 and A1 cows, and I love talking about that because most people don't get the difference between milk that comes out of an A1 cow and out of an A2 cow. You think we're getting too much into the weeds, or do you find some of your customers appreciate the information?
No, it's great. I don't ever lead with that because sometimes it's just too much unnecessary information, I guess.
Right.
But I will say the number of people, once they realize that it's out there, that come back to me and say, thank you, I can drink milk again. This is so delicious. It really makes me feel like I did a positive thing. And it took a while. It was about 6 years ago I started testing for the A2 gene in my herd, and I started different breeding options. The cows that were A2, I bred to sex semen. The cows that were A1, I bred to a Wagyu beef bull. And then the rest I just bred to conventional semen and kept testing their genes. So now I'm at the point where you cannot detect the A1 protein in the milk, and you can notice a difference just by digestion alone of the consumers that come in and drink my milk week after week.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of what it's done for the health, when you watch people drinking this milk, I go off on a tangent. Matter of fact, I had a discussion with my daughter this weekend about almond so-called milk and coconut so-called milk. What I am happy to tell everybody, whether it's on the radio or in person, that there's no such thing as milk unless it comes out of a mammary gland. That other stuff is just crap. So
right, and it's just when you look at the ingredient list alone, you know, you can debate the fat in diets and sugar in diets, but you can't debate something that's natural and pure.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not saying that almonds are not a great part of the diet, but you can't take over that part. With all the amino acids, the essential fats that are essential for brain development. Obviously, this is a huge thing in my life to try to promote.
There's no question that we need to have clarification of that. In terms of how you actually, you have an open area there? Do you invite people to come in? Do you do, like I do on my farm tours on the weekend, and teach people about cows and where the
milk comes from? You can go to the website and sign up for an individualized tour, but my calf barn is always open. We have baby goats and baby pigs in with the baby calf barn. But it's right there. And then we also have some other animals for a petting zoo area right where you can sit and eat your ice cream. But our parlor is right next door. So you can walk in and see where the cows get milked. We run little specials. This past weekend, we had a scavenger hunt where you were kind of forced to go back to the freestyle barn and learn about the different food that the cows eat and how we recycle the byproducts so that mm-hmm. they don't get wasted. My goal is really to be as open and transparent as possible, to have the discussions with about why we do certain things and why it's hard to do other things that people might prefer, and how we can kind of meet in the middle and make things better.
That's the idea, making things better, helping people. Inspiration is what Amy Brickner is all about. The Stover Dairy Farm and Destiny Dairy Bar are our focus here on American Family Farmer this weekend. Back to that conversation in a moment. First, though, if you've had too much ice cream and too much milk, maybe put on a few pounds, and you want, as you get ready for the season, maybe you haven't been as active as you would like, maybe you've eaten too much of the good stuff, but does turn out to be good stuff, turns out to be bad stuff, or not. Let's just say some things, all food is not created equal, and some of it doesn't do your body any favors. So if you're of a mind to lose weight, let's do it the natural way, shall we? This is a consistent theme of all my radio programs. Natural, healthy, and that's why Calitrin has been a sponsor on all my radio programs for over 7 years. They've been around since 1997, so that's 27 years of helping people lose weight the drug-free, stimulant-free way, and keeping it off. 86% of the people who have gotten onto this formula have lost weight and kept it off. So join the people that for years have been helping themselves to health. Toploss.com is the website. Go there, get the formula, find out how it all works. Take yourself into the running, if you will, for being the most healthy person on your block by losing weight intelligently. It's not going to happen overnight, they'll tell you that. Matter of fact, when you are connecting at toploss.com, find yourself, like Elizabeth is the person that we talk to all the time here. Elizabeth Miller has been a consultant there for a long time. She's happy to talk to you and help you through your process. Join everyone who's lost weight and kept it off and enjoyed the results. Go to toploss.com. Find out how natural Calitrin can help you. Use the Doug code for fabulous deals on a 90-day supply plus free shipping. All the information about Calitrin is at toploss.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back with Amy Brickner here on the American Family Farmer. I wish I had more time to talk to you because I find this conversation fascinating. I was starting to say this, chuckling, because women on the farm have not been as much as the farm has been my life, other than radio. I have never found a compatible woman in my life who likes the farm. They don't seem to exist here. Maybe I think you just don't.
You have to physically go to the farm to find them because we don't get off that often.
That's right. I know that. Yeah, don't get around much anymore. At any rate, I think that you've done a fabulous job here. What are you most proud of all the things that you've accomplished? What at Stover Dairy Farm are you most proud of?
It's when the kids come and they just smile. They get excited. They giggle. They can see the calves. I usually, as long as I have a willing participant, let them try to milk their own cow. Uh-huh. And just to see that excitement when the milk squirts out, and then they can see physically how we get the milk from the cow to you. That's really what I'm most proud of.
I like to go when I was milking cows all the time, and I have tours of the barn like you. I'd go behind the cow and I'd have the children come back and look at the machine, and then I'd invariably take a teat and squeeze it at the kids, and they all scream.
That's always exciting.
Yeah, fun for the feeble-minded, if you will. At any rate, so do you take all the milk from all your cows and sell it yourself at the dairy bar? Does everything go to your own product line?
Not yet. When I started the journey, I made sure with my co-op that I would still be able to send the majority of the milk to the co-op. We milk 80 cows, and that's an awful lot of milk. And yep. I'm starting out small, so we just take a portion of that every week to process into our flavored milk as well as the ice cream.
So you do the ice cream and the milk. You process it there. You have your own processing facility on the farm.
Right now, we partnered with a small farm in Greencastle that had started bottling their own milk in about 6 years ago. And I figured I hadn't gotten my processing center, one of the shipping containers, up and running yet. So I thought if I could just focus on bringing people on and marketing first, then worry about making it on the farm later. I did all my recipes, and they actually do the pasteurization, bottling, and the churning.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sounds like you've got a great example of people being devoted to you and devoted to the farm family and folks that are working on the farm. Congratulations to you and to what you've done. I say to every dairier, there's no reason why you can't be selling the milk. And don't be selling yourself short, which is what happens when you sell it into the pool. See if you can't figure out a way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful. Stover Dairy Farm, go to the website for Destiny Dairy Bar and see more of Amy's story. What a great pleasure, Amy, to have you here. I wish you continued success. And the next time I drive down in that neck of the woods, I'll come see you.
Please. Amy, thank you.
I will. Amy Brickner, here on the American Family Farmer at 10 minutes before the hour.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen, reminding you that the information that we produce here every week is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can get our overview every week. We have a podcast, and it's the download of important information. Plus, we have the Food, Farm, and Family website, foodfarmandfamily.com, in which we have the information we pass along to you every day from the Good Day program. Lots of tidbits and help. So you have the audio, you've got video. There are a lot of great stories that will help you hopefully work through some of the problems. That's what we're doing here, and encouraging people to work together to solve a lot of the problems. And so in my commentary this week, I sort of was going to get into this earlier in the program when I was doing news, but I didn't have time. But because this is important, not only for the focus of who's owning the land, there are two problems that are incumbent on us to fix, I think. One of them is who's buying up the land and controlling, therefore, the source of the food supply. We have Bill Gates, who has bought an awful lot of land. As a matter of fact, in Georgia, he's the largest farmland owner. And so farmers are saying, of course we have concerns. As a matter of fact, I was looking at the story of a fourth-generation farmer named Will Harris, who shared concerns about Bill Gates becoming the largest farmland owner in Georgia, and some say the largest farmland owner in the United States. And he's concerned about it. North Dakota farmland, Bill Gates buying land out there. And then there's the story of the Chinese. The other, not well, there are other countries that are buying our farmland. And as a result of that, there is a focus. Farmers are getting smart about all of this. And so there's a bill that was filed by a congresswoman named Elise Stefanik from New York State that focuses on the acquisition of farmland by foreign entities, because it is such a concern, not only for our own the food security, but security of the country. We can't have Chinese and other interests buying land ownership. The USDA is into Chinese ownership 30% more this year than last year. They own hundreds of thousands of acres of land in our country, and in my mind, they have no business owning they are our adversaries. As much as we put them on the map, we've been dumb enough to support them. 40% of the entire commerce of China is connected to the United States. You'd think they'd want to be friends with us, right? But they're not smart enough, apparently, to do that. They think they can be the big guys on the block, and we've certainly helped them get there. But right now, concerns becoming pronounced with the Chinese spy balloon and all that, the unidentified flying objects and all of that, it seems that we need to have less, not just Chinese ownership, but foreign ownership, period. So now the government is requiring foreign entities that purchase agricultural land to file a report within 90 days disclosing what they bought. That's not good enough. That's not even close to being good enough. They don't have enough staff. They aren't able to really look, and they have failed to penalize foreign parties for violating reporting rules. So we really don't know who owns land. There have been a lot of farmland around military installations that have been bought up by the Chinese. Are we really that stupid? Apparently we are, because we're allowing, or have allowed, now hopefully this is going to be put to the test. Representative Ms. Stefanik says, quote, "Our nation is currently faced with increasing threat of foreign adversaries like China undermining our food security, and the USDA's failure to do their due diligence is inexcusable." And she's right about that. She's one of the young new members of Congress that hopefully are going to be bright lights. We have to stop foreign land ownership, period. Texas, there are 4 million acres in Texas that don't belong to Americans. In Maine, there's 1 million acres. In Alabama, 1.8 million, and they don't belong, the land doesn't belong to Americans. I think that that's incredibly stupid as much as anything else. So let's see if we can't put some pressure on folks. We don't need to put pressure on Ms. Stefanik, but others who are in Congress to straighten out the foreign ag land ownership, which is a growing problem in our country. Those are my thoughts. You're welcome to share your thoughts with me. Now, this is the American Family Farmer.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.